Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I like the choice. Because we're going to start with a couple stories out of Canada. And I really shouldn't be laughing, because the reason that this story happened, the first one out of British Columbia, is unfortunate. The reason this woman ended up in this situation. But it's the landlord's reaction. We hear a lot of stories, you know, if things happen, I'm going to tell you, this is a first.
Yeah, well, and as you said, it's unfortunate the reason she was there. She just left an abusive relationship at the end of last year or the beginning of this year. And she had been living in this place, and then all of a sudden, coronavirus hits, and the pandemic has got everything shut down, so she's no longer employed. She's not making any money and falls behind on the rent, as so many people have. And, you know, we hear a lot more stories south of that border, you know, here in the States than we do north of the border. But just goes to show that, I mean, nobody's immune, right? So she ends up in this situation. And that's when things started to go slightly off the rails, because like here in the States, Canada had a no eviction order because everybody was, you know, looking at losing jobs and things like that because of the coronavirus. So you've got this woman who's behind on the rent. The landlord has no recourse to evict her because he's not allowed to right now. But he came up with what you, I think kindly, Jamie, described as a creative idea.
So keep in mind real fast, her name is Jamie Hempson. She is living there with her children, who are 5 and 13. Okay, so if it was just her, we might be having a different conversation. But she's got two kids there with her. So she comes home, and this, again, this is out of Maple Ridge, British Columbia. She comes home last week and finds the doors and windows of her house are missing. She initially assumed there had been a break-in, but she found out it was her landlord who came in and removed the doors and windows. She said there was no notice. He didn't tell me it was coming. He waited until I was gone. And so with the house wide open, if you can imagine, she's living there with her two kids, she hired someone to put boards up. He just left them open. I mean, he just removed the doors and windows and put nothing in their place. So she hired someone to put boards up in the doors and windows. She had to borrow money to do it because, again, she's out of, she can't keep up on her rent. How is she going to be able to afford to put boards up? I don't know how that solves the problem. if this landlord wanted to make a point, I don't know what he was trying to do. So she's securing the home, the door frame with a piece of plywood. She drills it on from inside the house in the evenings and then puts the plywood in place from the outside every time that she leaves.
creative is one thing, but this is illegal. First of all, he can't do this. There's a guy that's interviewed in this story who's part of the Vancouver Tenants Union, and he said there's nothing in the law that allows the landlord to do this. A landlord cannot destroy a door in order to make a tenant leave a premise. It's absolutely wrong. And when you sign an agreement like that, a lease agreement, there are circumstances under which a landlord can enter your house, but not many. And most of the time you have, I mean, you, as the renter, you have, your house is supposed to be in some ways sacrosanct. You can't just, you know, the landlord can't just walk in at 3 o'clock in the morning because he wants to.
At the very least, they often have to notify you first. You know, they don't often need your permission, but they usually have to give you notice, and they have to let you know ahead of time, especially if you're not going to be there. This landlord's name is Tiger Zhang. he acknowledges he didn't know the ins and outs of the Residential Tenancy Act. He didn't really know what was in it. And he admitted to it. While CTV News was at the house interviewing the woman, the landlord showed up and he admitted he took out the windows and doors. And he said, quote, "I think if she moves out, it's better and it won't give me too much trouble." But he didn't know that he couldn't do what he did.
Yeah. All he knew is that he couldn't evict her because that just happened, which raises a lot of questions about why this guy is a landlord in the first place. Wouldn't you want to know if you were going to go into a business like being a landlord? Wouldn't you want to know what your obligations were?
Yes, but that tells me this is the kind of landlord then who will remove doors and windows as a way to get someone to move out. Like
excellent
this all,
point.
It all makes sense.
Yeah.
The dots connect very nicely.
Story's coming clear.
Well, yeah. Any landlord who is going to kick someone out during a pandemic when there's a no eviction order in place, who's got two kids at home, stinks to be a landlord, right? Like
yeah.
You need to pay your bills like everybody else, but work with her on it. Maybe like there's probably a middle ground solution somewhere other than this.
I feel like I've been very lucky over time because the last couple of places where I lived, I owned them. You know, I rent here, but it had been a long time since that was the case. And I've always had very cool landlords. At one point, I just rented a room from a guy for about 3 months, and that was about 20 years ago. So all of the landlords, even dating back to when I was in college, that I've had have been relatively cool and would even do things like, hey, I'm a little short. Can I hit you up on the 4th or the 5th with the rent this month? Yeah, no problem. Just get to me whenever you can. That sort of thing. I've never had somebody who was really lousy. Have you ever rented from somebody who either wouldn't do the work they were supposed to do or gave you hassles on everything all the time?
The worst I've had was I've had two situations where I've never had anybody who was really awful, but I once rented from an older woman who only owned, this was my first apartment on my own out of college.
Yeah.
And it was an older building, like a 4-unit building that was kind of a standalone apartment building. And it was owned by this older woman who was just kind of difficult to deal with, like just really curmudgeon-y and really never believed that anything was wrong and always thought I was just dreaming things and making things up. And that,
especially
as a, newly out of college, that was just kind of difficult to deal with all the time. And then I had, I've told the WASP story before, but then I rented a place here in Kansas City, in Johnson County, that I really liked, and I was in the upper floor, and again, I tend to rent older places because they have more character and they tend to be a little cheaper.
Yeah.
And this was top floor, and it's when I was working from home, and I noticed wasps kept coming into my place. And I'm like, where are these coming in from? And I don't, I'm incredibly afraid of them. And you call the front desk and you're like, hey, I'm trying not to be the girl that doesn't like bugs, but I'm killing, 5-10 of these a day. Which is, there's a problem there then. And the first thing they said to me was, well, it's wasp season. And I said, it's what?
That means you should shoot them.
I don't think that's a thing. And it took repeated calls getting them over before they I finally just became a pain in their side about it. Before they finally got a real exterminator over to go look in the attic. Well, yeah, there were wasps' nests up there. If you had just done that on my first call, you would have saved yourself and me a lot of trouble.
Yeah, send somebody
that's
over and have a look.
That's about the worst I've had.
Yeah, I mean, even here, we've only had one thing go wrong, but the air conditioner quit one day. Just said, that's it, I'm done, and call my landlady. And yeah, within a couple of hours, she had a guy sent out who was, and it was on a weekend too, which was very cool. The first place where we lived in St. Louis, we rented for, the thought was, well, we'll rent for a couple of years, and we'll look around, get the lay of the land, and figure out where to live. So that's what we ended up doing. But that place that we rented, about 6 months after we got there, I was coming home one night, opened the door, and when I stepped onto the floor, it was hardwood floors, and I heard a crunch and went, okay, that's a weird noise to hear. Why is there a crunch? And I looked down, and there were tracks in the hardwood right near the front door, and it was termites. It was subterranean termites. Oh. They'd come in, and they got right into the floors and were having a field day with that stuff. And, yeah, the landlord wasn't happy, but it's, I mean, I didn't do anything. I didn't invite the termites over, you know? He just didn't want to have to deal with it. But he did.
Yeah, otherwise, I've been really lucky to rent from. I've rented from a lot of private owners, you know, who just own a building, and yeah, that turns out pretty well. But even when I've been in a big complex, that has generally worked out pretty well, too. And I also was a landlord for a while, and so that has made me, I think, a better tenant.
I was just about to ask.
Been on the other side of it. Yeah. It has made me a much more understanding tenant. I mean, but I also understand what the landlord's responsibilities are also. You know, yeah, you're not going to tell me what's on you and what's not, because I know.
Well, yeah, we ended up leaving Nashville about a year after we bought our house there. And it turns out that was a mistake. So we had to, we rented it out rather than sell it, because we had taken a bath if we had tried to sell it. So we found a management company, because we were going to be living in another city. So we found a management company that would take over and do all of that stuff. And they got a renter in, and it was fine. And when he left 2 years later, we decided at that point, yeah, we can probably make our money now. Let's go ahead and sell the place. So mm-hmm. I had to go in and, you know, and clean it and paint it and do all of that stuff. And found out at that point that he had been keeping all of his cats in the finished garage. And
when you say all of his cats, how many are we talking about?
That's not how I knew. Yeah, I'm assuming there had to be at least three or four of them just by the smell.
Okay.
And that, you know, what they tell you about trying to get that smell of cat pee out of anything, it's true. It never completely goes away. I'm sure if you walked into that garage now, you'd probably get a vague whiff of it.
So happy we talked about that.
Fun while.
I'm so happy that we put that out into the world.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.